Hello.
Hello, my name is LaShonda, and I'm returning call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Yes, I was calling to see if I can get an appointment set up or do it now or whatever to try to file for my unemployment. I currently been unemployed since June 28th. I had got fired from my job.
Okay.
Any place of employment?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
And right now, I haven't found a place of employment at the moment, so I was just trying to see if I can get that set up for me until then.
Okay, I can help you with that. Can I have your social security number?
419-351-8484. Can I have your name? Paul Vance.
Have your driver's. Yeah, I'm sorry, your date of birth first.
January 19th, 1990.
Can I have your mother's maiden name?
Jones.
Can I have your driver's license number or your ID, please?
I'm sorry.
Can I have your driver's license number or your ID number?
Okay, 774-9049.
So we can go ahead and start your claim. The first questions are going to be language questions. They would like to know, what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, sir.
Thank you. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, sir.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
I filed for it, but I haven't received anything though. I did file for when I got laid off, like November of 23, when I got fired at my other job before this. Before I started working at Polaris, I had filed whatever, but I never received anything, but I don't know if my child support took it or whatever. But I have filed, though.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
So the next questions are TRA questions. If you have not received like TRA or TAA, then the answers to these questions would be no. Have you already filed for a regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefit?
No.
You receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance?
No.
Are you a junior or a senior?
No.
Has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the last 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the last 2 years?
No.
Thank you. Can I have your telephone number?
256-230-4738.
Was that a driver's license number or ID number you gave me?
774-9049.
So is that a driver's license number or is that an ID number?
Driver's license.
Is that Alabama?
Yes, sir.
The next questions are going to be demographic questions. They would like to know first, what is your race?
Black.
Is that non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
What's your gender?
Male.
What's the highest grade you completed in school? Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 180 days?
No, sir.
Do you consider yourself to be disabled?
No.
Can I have your residential address?
5204 Warren, Warren. Drive.
And we have full address.
Yes, that's 5204 Warren Drive, Athens, Alabama, 35611.
Your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
Thank you. One moment. So you gave me 5204 Warren Drive Athens, Alabama, 35611.
Yeah, 5204. Yes, sir.
What did you do for a living?
I used to work for Polaris.
What did you do there?
I was a forklift driver, material handler.
Thank you. One moment. Are you looking for work in that field?
Yes, sir.
Did you work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Thank you. One moment. Are you currently registered for school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Thank you. One moment. Are you available to work off shifts in your normal trade and occupation?
Second or third shift only.
So do you want me to put a yes or no?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Thank you, one moment. One moment. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
35 miles.
What's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
20.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own your own business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to work-related injury?
No.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employee you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government anytime between 4/1 of 2023 and
Yes or no?
3? Okay. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income taxes?
No.
So if you are approved for payments, you have the options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or you can do a prepaid benefit card. If you do the prepaid benefit card, it'll take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. That's after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. Which would you prefer, though?
I prefer the prepaid card.
Okay. What was the name of your last employer?
Polaris.
How are you spelling that?
Polaris.
Thank you, Mama. What is their name on your check stub?
Said on my check stub.
Yeah, what's their name?
Oh well.
Okay.
It's Polaris Industrial.
Yeah. What is it saying on your W-2s? Because it's still not coming up under that.
That's all it's saying, like Polaris Industrial out of Huntsville.
Okay.
Awesome.
What date did you start there?
January the 8th.
Of what year? This year?
Yes.
When was your last day of work?
The 28th of June. Yeah, 28th of June of this year.
Okay. And you said it's called Polaris?
Mm-hmm.
And yes. Then what else on your check stub and your W-2s?
It said Polaris Industrial.
One moment. I have to send this to my supervisor and have her look it up because I can't find it.
Oh, I mean, it says Polaris Industries. I'm sorry. Polaris Industries. Polaris, Huntsville, Alabama. I know the address is 7049 Greenbrier Parkway, Huntsville, Alabama.
You said Greenbrier?
Greenbrier Parkway, Huntsville, Alabama.
How are you spelling Greenbrier?
Greenbrier.
Thank you. One moment. So it's Industries?
Yes.
One moment. May I have their telephone number, please?
Excuse me, you said my telephone number?
No, Polaris telephone number. That's what it's asking about.
Hold on.
So they're in Huntsville, Alabama.
Yes.
Why are you no longer working there?
I was terminated because of points, point system, charts, absences.
What is the name and title of the person who discharged you?
Trey. My supervisor name was Trey. Hold on, I can't remember his last name. I don't want him. Man. I really couldn't tell you. Hold on. I'm really not sure of his last name. I just know it's, we all called him Trey. That's all I knew. I didn't never know his last name, though.
What was his job title?
He was the supervisor.
What was the final incident that caused you to lose your job?
Excuse me, what did you say?
What was the final incident that caused you to lose your job?
What was the final what?
Incident that caused you to lose your job.
I had got my last tardy, my last point. You only had to get 9 points. And I reached to my 9 point, you know. They terminated me. Trying to find my letter of termination in my email. I can tell you, see if they have his name on there. There's. Well, on my notice, it says the email came from HR Samantha Blackman. That's who terminated on the, that's who sent the email.
What did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to being discharged?
I wrote the HR and the plant manager an email trying to get my job back and prove to them that the reason why I was out was because of my probation or whatever, but they have a zero policy of it, so there wasn't nothing they can do about it.
I understand. Did you commit the act that they say that you committed?
Yes. Yes.
Were there any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
Excuse me.
Were there any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
No.
Will you be receiving, like, vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you going to be receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Did you answer all the questions correctly?
Yes.
Thank you. One moment. One moment. So you are certified that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to file for unemployment claims. So we match your earnings that you provide with the wages reported by employers, so false answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. You certify that all the answers are true and correct?
Yes, sir.
Information I have to enter. So it's necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for unemployment benefits. So please submit the following information. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? 2203 Southeast, AZ Products, F&M, Wendy Hill Hospital, and none of the books.
Can you repeat that?
Which corporation is affiliated with you? 2203 Southeast, AZ Products, F&M, Wendy Hill Hospital.
No, none of them. I have never heard of it.
What month was Latoya Vance born in?
December.
And what county do you currently live in?
Limestone.
Next question, I just need to know if you agree. Do you agree that you are hereby filing an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you certify under penalty and perjury that you are whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Do you understand that it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claim, benefit rights, benefit right, and handbook?
Yeah.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. So it usually takes, normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you, so you must complete a certification once a week to complete the claim for the following week, and as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. The unemployment claim you just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you could log in. If you log in, you're going to log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov, and you can update your online resume there. Failure to do so may result in a loss of your benefit.
Okay.
The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. So an information booklet, benefit rights and responsibility, is going to contain information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, how to file your required weekly certification. Following the following instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial on your benefits. The process you just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a complete certification each week could result in loss of benefits. So unemployment camp claims use calendar weeks. They begin on Sunday, ending on Saturday. So you can file your weekly certification either online in the claiming portal by clicking File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or you can do it by telephone. If you do it by telephone, that number is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. And then certifications cannot be made on Saturday. So failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of your benefits. So just complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Whether you're following online or in the claiming portal, you do need to remember your PIN. I'll provide that at the end of the call. Additional instructions are in the benefit rights and responsibility booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, claimants attending director-approved training. A letter might be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. So it's very important that you carefully read all the information that's mailed to you, because if you do have any questions, you can call the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524 Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. So your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, so we may require a follow-up interview with you just to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once, not unless that employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but then later on the employer begins hiring. So failure to make a complete list of 3 work search contacts each week could result in the loss of your benefits. So for assistance with your work search, please visit your local Alabama Career Center. Do you have any questions for me?
No. So basically you're saying, can I start claiming now? Or, and I mean, I know you say they haven't been accepted as well, but I'm saying, do I just still call weekly still even if I haven't got accepted or whatever? Or?
Correct. That's a requirement for unemployment. You have to file a weekly certification every week.
Okay. So what, so me right now, so it's, or do I still have to call anyway before Sunday?
I couldn't hear you, Lo.
I said, is this my first claim right here, or do I have to call again, before Sunday?
This is your first claim. You'll start calling on Sunday through Friday next week. Any of those days, you can call.
All right.
Starting at 12:01 a.m. on Sunday all the way to 5 p.m. on Friday.
Okay. All right, then. Well, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for submitting your initial claim. And your transaction number is 49?
49-81-08-805-805. Okay.
Thank you. One moment.
All right, thank you.
One moment, sorry, I still have some information to give you. One moment, my system's loading.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the most important information you're going to need. So every time you file your claim every week, you're going to use this number. So you need your PIN number, and that number is 84.
Hold on.
Okay.
84-90-8490.
That's your PIN. What you're going to use every week when you call and file.
Okay.
Okay, so thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great day.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Goodbye.